Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report, upcoming limits to rising healthcare costs. A styrofoam ban goes into full effect in the city of LA. And later, snap a photo or take a sound recording of nature around you for the City Nature Challenge.
It will just help us to be able to make better informed decisions about how we're preserving the wild spaces here in Los Angeles.
Now you can help document signs of animal and plant life from wherever you are this weekend. It's Saturday, April 27th. I'm Julia Paskin, and that's coming up on the weekend edition of the LA Report from LAist 89.3. But first, here's the latest news. Data collecting companies are required to report if they are tracking customers' locations under a new state law. And currently, there are about 90 companies currently doing so. CalMatters reporter Kari Johnson crunched those numbers. He says while it's possible to delete your data now, the state will implement a new system in 2026 to streamline the process.
That's supposed to be sort of a one-click, shouldn't take more than 30 seconds option. Whereas today, you have to go to each of the data brokers individually and make a request, and that can be challenging.
If the data isn't deleted, it can be sold for profit in a largely unregulated market. For more information on how to manage your own data, visit us at LAist.com. And California healthcare providers will soon be limited on how much they can raise prices each year. LAist's Kevin Tidmarsh has more.
The new rules take effect next year, when annual price increases for healthcare will be capped at 3.5%. That will go down further by 2029. Healthcare providers will eventually be required to report how much they're charging to a new office, and could face fines for not complying. The state says those requirements won't need to kick in until the end of the decade. For LAist 89.3, I'm Kevin Tidmarsh.
Meanwhile, a New York court overturned the sex crime conviction of Harvey Weinstein last week, saying that the former movie producer did not get a fair trial because it included testimony from women that were not part of the lawsuit. Now the question turns to what that decision could mean for Weinstein's 2022 rape conviction in Los Angeles. Megan Blanco is a criminal defense lawyer and former federal prosecutor.
It's much tougher. So in California, the prosecution is allowed to utilize other victims of sexual crimes to show that a person acted in conformity. So it is a much harder argument to make in California. The standard is just a little different here.
Weinstein was sentenced to 16 years in prison in the LA case. An appeals filing is expected from his lawyers for that conviction in May. LA's styrofoam ban took full effect this week. The city first approved the measure in 2022, and it has been implemented in phases. Craig Cadwallader of the Surfrider Foundation says styrofoam, or polystyrene, is bad for human health.
It leaches chemicals, the styrene and benzene, into the food and beverage that is contained in it.
Styrofoam is classified as a possible carcinogen, but the risks extend beyond humans, says Emily Parker of Heal the Bay.
Because it breaks down into small spherical shapes, more often than not, it can be easily mistaken for fish eggs or other types of food, and it gets ingested by animals in the wild.
LA is looking at a wide range of other measures to reach its zero waste goal, including a comprehensive plastic reduction program. Among the proposals is one that would require restaurants to use reusable dishes for dine-in customers. LA County already has a styrofoam ban in unincorporated areas. Tenants and city council members are calling for lower rent hikes. LA increases can reach as much as 6%, higher than other California cities with rent control. Denise Rivera says her family of six already spends about half of their income on rent, and they can't afford another big increase.
It would put me, my children, and my husband at risk of having to maybe move out of this city or, ending up in the streets.
Santa Monica, Pasadena, and West Hollywood limit rent hikes at less than 3%. Landlords say their costs are rising sharply, like Irma Vargas, who says LA banned increases for nearly 4 years while fees for trash hauling and utilities went up.
The fees that they control, they raise to the landlords, but did not allow us to raise rents. So the profit margin starts to diminish pretty quickly.
Most LA renters are already paying rents considered unaffordable by federal government standards. And we asked and you answered. Dodging palm fronds may be a struggle for living here in Los Angeles, but you as our readers and listeners have some creative ideas for putting them to good use. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson has more.
Next time you're spending a day throwing them away, take a little extra time to turn it into an LA bouquet. C.W. Moss is a local artist and says he wanted to create an iconic sticker that he could give out to people he meets.
I saw our green bin and it was filled with palm fronds, and to me it looked like a bouquet, and I thought, oh, this is it.
The brown fronds exploding from the bin are kind of like flowers, and Moss says it's a reminder of the beauty that surrounds us in the city. Just make sure you're putting them in the right place. Not every area accepts palm fronds as recycling. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
More after this break.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German-Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies, held on select Fridays in May. Each film touches upon Spanish artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, including Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro and The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie by Luis Buñuel. Screenings are at 4:30 p.m. on four consecutive Fridays starting May 10th. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Now to the LA Report, I'm Julia Paskin. This weekend, scientists want your help documenting biodiversity in Los Angeles, and all you need is your phone and an app. The City Nature Challenge is now in its ninth year and has expanded to close to 700 cities around the world. I spoke with co-founder Leela Higgins of the LA County Natural History Museum, and they explained how crowdsourcing local ecological data started out as a friendly competition between LA and San Francisco to see who could capture the most nature.
Clearly, LA is better than San Francisco in so many respects. We have better sports teams, better burritos, etc. And we're like, we're going to beat you. And that first year, we did beat San Francisco.
Nice.
However, they've beat us every other year since then.
No way.
So now it's not about a competition. It's about collaboration.
Okay.
What can we all find when we do this thing together, along with 70,000 other people around the globe? And what we're finding is we're carrying around these phones in our pockets, such powerful tools. We can take photos, we can take sound recordings, and we can really help to understand what's going on with wildlife, nature, biodiversity in our cities. And cities are notoriously understudied for biodiversity. And if we don't know what's happening with cities, we can't make informed conservation decisions.
So the project wants people to take pictures of wildlife, nature. What does that mean exactly? Is it just like any form of nature, any animal you see? Help us define that.
So we use the iNaturalist app in Los Angeles. Many other cities around the world also use iNaturalist. And you can use a photo or a sound recording and upload it to the app. And it's any evidence of life. So it can be a living insect, like a bee going on a flower. It can be the flower. It could be also a track or scat or even like roadkill. So any evidence of life.
Focusing specifically on Los Angeles, are there photos that have been taken in previous challenges or any kind of information that really helps scientists?
Yeah, so last year we were able to document the slender horned spine flower, which is a federally endangered species of plant that lives only here in the California region. There's also the Palos Verde blue butterfly, which you might have heard of, and they are critically imperiled species, and we were able to get documentation of them last year. They're very small, little blue, kind of shiny butterfly. And then there's kind of like fun observations. There was an owl nest that was found last year with chicks in it, a great horned owl nest. And then I think my favorite observation of all time in the LA area was in 2020. There was a bioluminescent surf, and there was someone who went and took pictures and then turned it into a GIF of a surfer night surfing with the bioluminescent tide. And we know exactly what species is causing that bioluminescent tide. So it was a really good observation and also just really cool to look at.
Are there specific goals for LA or the challenge in general for this year?
Yeah. So last year we got 25,000 observations. I'm hoping we're going to get 30,000 observations this year. With more people participating, making more observations, it will just help us to be able to, again, make better informed decisions about how we're helping nature and conserving nature and preserving the wild spaces and the park spaces here in Los Angeles.
So for folks that want to participate and want to be part of that goal, you mentioned taking the photo through the iNaturalist app. What do you do next to make sure it gets to you guys?
Once you've put the photo or the sound recording in iNaturalist app, it's free, available on Android and iPhone devices. It automatically goes into the project. It will automatically be shared with us. And then it's not only shared with us, it's shared with scientists all over the world. And there are a lot of cities in California that are taking part in the challenge this year. Plus, we have a global project. So if your city doesn't happen to be taking part, you can specifically join the iNaturalist project, the global project, and then your observations will still count.
That was Leela Higgins of the Natural History Museum in LA County telling us about the LA City Nature Challenge going on through Monday. All the details at LAist.com. Thanks for listening to the weekend edition of the LA Report. The Weekend LA Report is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and produced by Monica Bushman and Kevin Tidmarsh. Our engineer is Sean Corey Campbell. The podcast is edited by Fiona Ng. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development, and our vice president of podcasts is Shana Naomi Crockmall. Join us back here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com and listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.